All right. Well, I know you stay plenty busy at mm-hmm. the White House covering the president. Why did you decide to write this new book that you have out?
Why did I decide to write the book? I wrote the book because I am a mother. I also deal with issues of race daily at the White House. I'm one of the very few reporters who deal with issues of race, but it came home. It hit home hard for me. I'm having to deal with my children in matters of race, particularly living in the Baltimore area. We encountered firsthand the Freddie Gray riots just from a distance, 11.5 miles away, but we encountered a lot of things as it relates to what was happening with the riots and the unrest. There was also some residue in my home from what happened in Cleveland to Tamir Rice when it comes to having a toy gun outside. I had to tell my little 9-year-old, who was then a couple years younger, that she could not play with her toy gun outside because people may misconstrue it as something else. And I had to tell her about what happened with Tamir Rice. So I just thought it was a natural fit to do this. And I've gotten icons. I've requested icons to talk to me, and they talked openly and frankly and from the heart about this heart issue of race.
Now, tell us about the perspective. It's about what mothers say to their children?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And as a mother of two, what do you say to your children?
As a mother of two, it depends on the situation. It depends on the time. I give them optimism, but I also am frank with what happened. I tell them what happened in the situation. Each situation, you have to deal with each situation in, as it comes, and each one has been different in its way. When it came to Freddie Gray, the Freddie Gray things, you know, picking them up from school and taking them home, I had to explain because the school didn't explain to them why they were closing down early. You know, I had to explain to them, and then we encountered someone who was driving around the community with a Confederate flag in the middle of all of this. So, you know, each situation calls for a different response. But as a mother and someone who deals with matters of race at the highest office in the land, I just thought I had to really speak out and get people to talk on this, because we, over the last couple of years, have been dealing with this issue, and who better to lead the conversation but the people who nurture us and teach us, give us our first lessons, but mothers.
Wonderful. Now tell us about some of those highlights you heard. I mean, you spoke with everyone. You mentioned some very notable people earlier. You have everyone from President Obama to Hillary Clinton to Trayvon Martin's mother. What are some of the
things? And Eric Garner's mother. Eric Garner's mother.
Wow.
I have her. I have former President Jimmy Carter. I have Harry Belafonte. I have Dr. Yonla Van Zandt. Well, Reverend Yonla Van Zandt. I have so many people. But let's say Eric Garner's mother. She talked to me about Eric Garner and how, you know, yeah, he was selling Lucy's, but she said that day that he died, people are not reporting the fact that it was basically a fight that he was breaking up, and he was the last one there, and the police charged him. That's why they charged at him. It wasn't about him selling a Lucy. Talked to President Obama. He normally does not talk about his mother. You know, he talks about his father, but he gave us an insight as to what his mother was telling him on matters of race and how she guided him into the understanding of the black community. You know, something that he was going to be part of in this country, even while he was in another country. She wanted him to see the bad, the good, and the possibilities, the hope. And I talked to so many different people. Harry Belafonte, who talked about how his mother felt an injustice and said, you know, if you see an injustice, do not just sit idly by. You have to do something. Congressman John Lewis, a civil rights icon, who said that his mother, that her faith is what gave him the faith to believe that he could move on and march and make change in this nation. So mothers have made a big impact. And Christopher Darden, my dear friend Christopher Darden, former O.J. Simpson prosecutor, and this piece kind of touched me, the fact that he said that he and his mother had never discussed matters of race before. And the first time that he did it was when he asked her questions for me for my book on New Year's Eve, not this past New Year's Eve, but the one before. Yeah. And I just found that just interesting. And I'm glad that he got that, you know, and his mother's in his evening years. And that's a piece that I'm glad that he heard from her, and he'll know where she stands.
And now, is there anything from talking to all these people, any sort of common thread or any sort of takeaway that we can use and apply to improve race relations in this country?
Yeah, the common thread of all these stories is that their mothers have impacted them in some kind of way and shaped their thinking and how they move forward on matters of race. And their mothers had some kind of impact in some kind of way to help them move into the direction of being more inclusive and understanding that there needs to be a better day. But mothers are our first teachers. Mothers are the ones who give us our first lessons. And they also came from the heart with their issues. And it's something, they weren't talking about legislation. They were talking about guiding in everyday footsteps and everyday means to make things work.
That's really where it starts.
Yeah.
Now, we're just wrapping up here with 8 years of the country's first black president. Do you find racism and race relations have improved or have gotten worse?
Okay, that's a good question. Have I found that race relations have improved or gotten worse? Well, for the last 8 years, I've covered the first black president, and I've seen, as a reporter, I've seen a lot of change happen and a lot of exposure of some dark areas in the black community that we have not been exposed to mainstream media before. But what I believe is what's happening today, January 9th, I believe today we're seeing glimpses of the past again, 50 years ago. We are now seeing a time when we went to the polls for the first time in 50 years. We went to the polls without having the full protections of the Voting Rights Act. And the Voting Rights Act was set in place to prevent voter suppression, to prevent voter fraud, to prevent the problems of discrimination going into the polls. And now we're seeing something, you know, people are screaming voter suppression, voter problems. We're seeing glimpses of the past again in so many ways. You know, hate crimes are on the rise, and that's proven from some stats that have been out there since election night. So many different things, and just the words that are used against the first black president. We are not post-racial. January 20th, the new marker in this country will be post-Obama.